Hey, welcome to another episode of the Teachers Off Duty Podcast. On this episode, we're going to be discussing the most outrageous and funniest stories about school custodians. We're going to be talking about things like custodians pulling the most craziest pranks, snakes and stags on the loose, and bats in the classroom. You don't want to miss out. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you decide to listen in. This is the Teachers Off Duty Podcast. That's right, the Board Teachers Comedy Tour Takeover. And we are back once again, another wonderful month with some great, great comedians, teachers. Man, we are here to give you that stuff that you need to get you through your day, get you through your week, get you through your life. It is your man, KC Mac. That's right. How y'all doing, man? Look at you. I love you. Those are my people here. You already know my dog. My dog back with me. My dog.
Hey, why you keep hitting me like that? Hey, best friends. Honest Teacher Vibes. I'm super excited to be back.
Yeah.
For another episode.
And I'm finally here, by the way. Mike Woo-hoo! Rivera.
That's right.
25 years teaching. And here, Board Teachers Comedy Tour. Happy to be here, KC.
OG.
That's right. An OG educator, man. So I know you're going to be dropping some wonderful gems that's, you know what I'm saying, that the educators can definitely connect to. And one hell of a comedian, I might add.
Thank you so much.
One hell of a comedian. Had the opportunity to work with this guy for many shows, and he is hilarious.
Yes.
And speaking of your hilariousness and the hilariousness opportunities that the Board Teachers Comedy Tour provides. Guess what, guys? It's a whole new year of touring. That's right. And we are back at it. That's right. We're back at it. And matter of fact, tonight, we're going to be in Lowell, Mass. But guess what? It's sold out. Thank you so much, Massachusetts, for supporting the Board Teachers Comedy Tour. If you did not get a chance to come to this show, we will be back in Massachusetts. So don't worry. Just keep looking on the website. We're going to definitely be into a city close near you. I promise you. But this month, we're also going to be in El Paso, Texas, Lubbock, Texas, Amarillo, Texas, and Midland, Texas. That's right. We coming home, baby. Texas boy, coming home.
Hey, I feel like you've been waiting all your life to say that on the podcast.
Hey, Texas have some of the best shows, man. I'm telling you, the crowds,
hey,
the teachers.
Hey, you know what? Those shows we did in Dallas and Houston, those shows were great.
Dallas, Houston, San Antonio is always a good audience.
Those shows were fantastic.
Austin, man.
I love them.
Everybody,
Dallas,
I love
Dallas
it.
Show.
What was one of your favorite cities? Now, you're a Florida boy.
Yes.
So you probably feel the way about Florida audiences the way I feel about Texas.
But my favorite was San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
By the Riverwalk. Remember how beautiful that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. That was just gorgeous. And the teachers were just... And I got to speak in Spanish to them.
Hello.
And that was really cool. No, so that was good.
Come on, Rivera.
Because Mike is Hispanic, everybody.
Que bueno. I know you're thinking right now, que blanco. No, I am. Boricua. Aquí.
I'm Puerto Rican. This is going to be one fun month. I'm telling you guys, we are already acting silly. And this episode is going to be pretty hilarious, man, because we are going to be talking about the most outrageous and funniest stories about school custodians. That's right. The custodians, the glue that holds each campuses together. You know, they make
Absolutely.
Sure that everything is clean and sanitized.
Absolutely.
And you know what I'm saying? And we love them. And a lot of them have personality.
And you talk about teachers being underappreciated. Custodians,
super
there is no ever teacher custodian week, and there should be. Yeah. And that's why out there, it's up to us to show them the love.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And that is, they do everything. And we talk about us not being paid. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Custodians, love these people. They are our saviors. Okay, so that's that. Big props to them.
Do you have a funny custodian story?
I got a bunch of funny.
I've been
25 years. No, we just had our HPO head plant operator just leave, Mr. Johnson. We love this man. And here's the thing about custodians. Have you ever seen a custodian get really angry? In my 25 years, I've never seen them. They are the chillest people. They are wonderful. So I was teaching seventh grade, middle school in the house. And
whoop, 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 whoop.
So I noticed, and by the way, I'd always notice this little stuff in my classroom. mushroom. And then I asked Mr. Dave, Mr. Dave, what is it? Oh, that's bat guana. Do you all know what bat guana is?
Bat boo-boo.
It's poop. And it would
I was
come
like,
down,
what?
And it would come down there. And so then I knew about that. So we'd clean it up and take care of that. But one day I'm doing a lesson. And this, as we always say, is a true story because you can't make it up. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing my lesson plan. And I see in the back there, because I know what a bat looks like. There's a bat in the back. Slowly, it wasn't moving. It was just doing a little up and down like that. But it was just chilling because why? Because I was so highly engaged as a teacher. I was getting the bat was digging my lesson. So I know
he's like at least somebody's listening.
Yes, I know if I scream, there's a bat to a seventh grade classroom. What are they gonna do?
They're all gonna freak out.
They're gonna freak out.
Desks
so
over
we're
running.
Doing the lesson back and forth. You know my little chunking as we do as teachers. Then I just write Mr. Dave. Mr. Dave, there's a bat in my classroom. Come on in. So maybe like 10-5 minutes later. Because the bat was just chilling, you know. Mm-hmm. It was on task. It was looking like a learning goal. And then, so Mr. Dave comes in, and they are the coolest people. He doesn't make anything, just walks in. He has a little, like a folder. Then he just reaches for my little basket, right? He goes up there, and then he just puts it down, gets the basket, scoops up the bat, walks out. Right then the kids are like, Mr. Vera, what was that? And I go, it was a bat, students. And they just started screaming for the next, oh my God, it's a bat, it's a bat. And I'm like, no, it's okay. And then, well, they said, so Mr. Vera, so that stuff that's in the background, what's that other residual stuff? I go, well, that's the bat poo-poo and stuff like that. And they just started screaming again. So that, but the whole point is, he is such a cool dude. They just come in there, you know, like the James Bond, just get the stuff done and do it. And they, we just gotta love them. They're just wonderful people. Go.
And see, that's why that right there just lets me know how important custodians are, because had I been that custodian, and you called me, you'd be like, hey, there's a bat. I would have been like, and you're calling me why?
They've seen everything.
I ain't pest control at all.
I'll come clean the bat doo-doo up, but I ain't coming to get the bat.
Listen, the calmness in which that you called and like you didn't draw attention to it. I cannot. There was a lizard in my class one time. I was screaming and left before the kids. So
because
that
you know,
I've been screaming.
If the teacher starts screaming at a bat,
I know, but I'm
that
scared.
Class is gonna go crazy.
I know, but I'm only human, and I'm just saying, if I look in the back of my classroom and there's a bat back there and he just doing out, no.
Exactly. He was grooving
it
to the beat.
It ain't that kind of party, sir.
And, but that is an actual true story. And the kids, when they found out, they just went crazy on that one.
And this was in Florida?
Of course it's in Florida.
Y'all have so many, like, just animals.
Because it's Florida.
There was a huge iguana that was, like, the size of this paper against the hotel wall, and I was not walking past it. They had to come get me.
Do y'all have palmetto bugs by chance?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
My God. Okay, so this must be a Florida thing. Mm-hmm. They are the roaches that are like 3 inches big, but they fly.
Water bugs. You call them water bugs.
Yeah.
Nah, he ain't talking about no water bug. He's talking about like them little roaches. He's talking about one that's big.
Yeah. That's when I scream. If there's a flying roach in my classroom, we just start screaming and going crazy. But the roaches, they're bad. They need in school suspension, man. The roaches are not. The roaches are in the back going.
Roaches
I don't think
be crawling so. Across
oh, the roaches is trolling me throughout the whole class.
Where the library at? The roach is the size of this cell phone. Absolutely
but,
not.
And again, I have a. By the way, at my school. We lost 27 teachers last year.
Oh, no.
So basically, we help mentor me 25 and stuff around me. And I'm going to tell you, this is why I love school custodians. Because you know in your first year of teaching, how late are you staying? An hour, late. 2 hours. Yep. You know, late. I see it because I sometimes will stay late. And who is your best friend? It is that custodian that comes in and that will just hear you vent all the time and things like that. And I got some new teachers, newbies by me, and they just love our custodians. And that's why they deserve so much. And and here's a quick thing that I did maybe 5 or 6 years into teaching. Because we started, I would leave a note up, and one day, it's sort of like the Goodwill Hunting thing.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who would start answering?
Aww,
the custodian.
The
so then my students... You know, they're like, oh, this is so cool. So we started doing tic-tac-toe. And then we'd start doing that. And guess who would do it? The custodian. So they were like, oh, what do you do? Then you take it even a step further. Mm-hmm. And I want you guys to do this with your custodians because it makes them feel, it doesn't take that much to make someone happy. And then we'd put like, you know, Reese's or Kit Kats. And then circle. Then we'd leave one for them at night and stuff like that. But these are things.
You're such a good teacher.
But that's what we have to remember. And again, that's my biggest thing. It doesn't take that much to make someone happy. Then we found out one day, do you play chess, Mr. Rivera? So what do you think we would do?
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This was like maybe like around 15 years ago and stuff like that.
So he would play chess with you like after school and stuff?
No. Oh. No. What we would do is one move at night. And so I'd make the move. And then, you know, the rook over here and pawn like that. And then he would just move
so
it back
in. So the next day, then you would come in.
But we would keep it in my back desk there where I'd put the chess set and stuff like that.
That's cool.
That game probably took 8 years.
It did. My kid's now 23. So they're,
oh my gosh.
The point is, when you talk to them, they're like, oh my, and then it's that connection you make, you know, with students, but also the staff. And that just means so much to me.
Because I'm telling you, you came to my rescue when that kid threw up right next to the trash can.
Oh, yeah.
And I threw up on the other side of the trash can that he threw up on, and you had to come clean up.
And did he sprinkle the puke dust on?
That's when I was a kid, I was like, what is this magical dust?
Yeah. And it just rocks up and he sweeps it in the little dustpan. I'm like, wow, where can I buy that at?
Dude, I was always fine. Amazon. I'm just saying, as a parent, though, because I just have to sop it up with a towel. It's nasty.
No, puke dust is over. He had like a kilo of it. It was like two big kilos, and he used to scoop it out. Bow, bow. And then it'd rock up, and he'd sweep it up in the... I was like, this is amazing.
Basically,
son.
At our school, we have them in like bags of like mulch. And basically, they're like really fine wood chips and stuff like that.
Oh, so is it wood chips? What is it?
But they have a smell. Have you ever smelled the wood chips? But here's the point.
I can't smell them because of the vomit. Well, yeah. I can't smell them.
It's covered up by the vomit.
Well,
smell.
Sometimes the wood chips is worse than the vomit, but that's the thing. But yeah, they'll just come in, they get them, and just put it on there. It just spreads all out and stuff like that. And but yeah, other kids, and by the way, you're absolutely right. I've seen where there's been vomit, where then...
I'm the teacher. I will throw up.
Oh my God. You know, one time, because it is so nasty.
It's disgusting. And then it was like projectile.
And you have to just calmly, you cannot go crazy.
Yeah.
And just call the front office. Hey, can Mr. Dave come out here? We have a little problem here. But every kid is just like, you just seeing like that. I mean, and I swear to even one time, the bat was even going, oh, I'm going to throw up.
You're such a comedian. Oh, you better do that callback.
It's a callback.
You better do that callback.
It was the bat, man.
Our custodian at our school, man, he was like MacGyver. Oh, man, he was very crafty. One time I was doing a video. That's really, real quick, shout out to my custodian. What I loved about him, he would respect, like I did videos,
mm-hmm.
you know, so he would make sure he would skip my classroom. He would pop his head in to see if I was recording. He'd be like, okay, I'll be back.
Aww.
And he'll go around, you know, and do everybody else's classroom and you know,
yeah,
saying, get me
laughs.
Because there's nothing worse than having your video interrupted by trash cans being dumped. And
you used to be an interrupted. A kid grabs a pencil while in the middle of you teaching.
So he was real cool. You know, he respected that, but he was really crafty. One time he went and got a tennis ball from one of the desks,
mm-hmm.
and he took it, and I saw him put it on the end of his broomstick, and he duct taped it, and then he was using it to get scuffs.
Oh, my gosh.
Scuffs off the floor.
That's a good idea.
And he unwrapped it, put it back in the chair, like nothing happened. I was like, that is amazing.
Actually,
sir.
That's a really good idea.
No, they're great.
I'm like, I'm going to do that.
They are MacGyvers.
I'm going to find a tennis ball in my school somewhere. That's actually really a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have any like school custodian stories, but people sent in some really good stories.
Girl, you better segue that up.
I normally don't do a good job of segueing.
That was beautiful.
I read these, some of them, and I'm just like, some of these are literally some of the funniest stories I've ever read. Years ago, teaching at a rural school, I got a panicked early morning phone call from our custodian. She said the well had gone dry and asked if I could please bring as much water as I could. I dutifully loaded up as much water as I could. As much water as I could find and put it in containers, drove the 5 minutes to work. I didn't realize until I got to school to find the custodian in absolute stitches because it was April the 1st.
Heck no. See?
Ew.
See, first of all, you gonna get me out my bed and make me come to school. First of all, I did a lot of daunting tasks of filling up some water.
Daunting.
Then I have to drive to school earlier than what I normally would come. No, earlier. Not true. Just to have you there laughing because it's a prank.
Hey, you was a good teacher, too. If you went and you was like, you know what? The kids ain't going to have water today. I got to fill up all these containers.
Man, I'm talking about he was in absolute stitches. No, he's about to be.
Oh.
As soon as I throw this.
Whatever whatever.
This pail of water in his head.
They had to have had a good friendship for him to feel like he could call and say, there's no well water. You go fill up like 5 or 6 containers and bring it to, and how small was y'all school that you were able to fill up enough containers that you thought it was going to be able to be water for the whole school?
And that teacher was a trooper for actually doing it. I love that.
I didn't know it was April 1st.
April Fool.
It's a lot of custodians doing a lot of pranks.
And I love that.
One of our night custodians put googly eyes on everything, and years later, some are still there. So he's just going around putting little googly eyes on things, just gluing googly eyes, I guess, randomly across the school. And honestly, I would have a problem with that.
Why?
I don't know. I just wanted to use the pun of eyes.
No. Let me tell you,
I would think that was not funny. I would have to have a talk with him.
No. I am thankful. Hear me out, Mr. 25 years here. I am thankful for googly eyes. Ask me why.
Why?
Because teaching middle school, do you think my kids draw googly eyes or everything?
True that.
Thank you.
True that.
Mic drop on that one there.
True that.
By the way, one of the coolest things I've ever seen is, because I live like 2 miles from my school, so I always show up during the summer to prep beforehand so I don't have to go crazy and get into my curriculum. Have you ever seen when they're cleaning the school, have you ever showed up in a classroom where all the desks are turned over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately.
It is all the gum and stuff that is stuck on there. Mm-hmm. That has to be one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen.
I have a confession. And you know what? It just hit me. And I feel like I need to get this off my chest, because we're talking about the most outrageous and funniest stories about school custodians. Well, I have a confession about my custodian.
I'm nervous.
During like the pandemic, you know, when we came back to school, you know, after the virtual teaching. And you know, they had to spray down your classrooms.
I never can tell if you're being serious or not. Yeah.
You know that? I'm just drawing it out for, you know, the suspense.
Okay.
And you know, they had to spray down the classrooms after everybody left.
Right.
And then you remember for a while, teachers had to do that.
Right.
So they would leave that bottle of Virex, and after every student got up, you had to spray the class,
everything
down. I stole a bottle of Virex and took it home.
During COVID? Mm-hmm. You going to jail.
It was the best.
That was a capital offense during COVID.
No, I needed, that kind of sanitation in my house.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. I think it's a lot of people that probably did that.
So done take something from that janitor cart.
Because they came out with some industrial good cleaner during COVID that y'all didn't have for these schools.
It's just like the hotels. Anytime you're walking past a hotel, you see the hospitality cart. You take a towel, some soap, maybe.
Not to my house.
No, but you just pick something off the cart, some soap, extra soap or lotion. That's what we used to do with our janitor. If I see that little cart out there in the hallway, I'm getting some napkins. I'm getting some puke dust absorbent.
Soap,
toilet paper.
I'm getting the Virex. I'm just saying, they come in handy.
You see.
Sorry, Mr. Romero.
Oh my God.
That was our custodian that I took it from.
Here's the thing.
That's that sleepy. I thought you were trying to say Mike's last name.
No.
His last name's Romero.
Mr. Romero.
Jeez.
Here's the thing. I don't know if you're experiencing this. In our restrooms now, this is true. For when you wash your hands, the hand towels, we don't have those anymore. We have the air dryers. They do not have the papers there because you know why. What do the kids do?
You're talking about, they wet them and then throw them
y'all
and
have
stick
the,
them
the
on
air
the
dry.
We have the air dry because too many kids were getting the papers. I'm hoping it's water and then throwing them up against the stuff. Mm-hmm. We do not have that anymore. I wonder how many other schools here.
Well, I got in trouble when I was in middle school because I really thought that was funny. I used to wonder. I was like, how do they get that? How do they get that stuff to splat to the ceiling like that? And my twin was like, it's wet paper towels. And I was like, bet, let's do it. I'm talking about I was like in mid-throw and it just hit the ceiling. I looked up. My teacher was standing right there. I was like, my mama was so mad. My heart dropped into my throat, and I went in the bathroom and threw up on the other side of the toilet. Like, not in the toilet, on the side of it. The custodian had to come clean it up, and while she was in there cleaning it up, she was pissed off, and she was like, how is it? Now, I didn't think this through as a kid. This was dumb. I'm not going to lie to you. This was stupid. She was like, how is it that the toilet was right here? You threw up on the side of the toilet. you threw up on the side of the toilet on purpose. And I was like,
how did you miss it?
I did it on purpose.
Oh.
Okay. I was nine.
Oh, did you, was you throwing up with your eyes closed?
No, I was nine. I just threw. And then later I thought about it. I was like, yeah, Brie, that was kind of stupid. Like, why would you throw up on the side of the toilet? I'm like, just throw up in the toilet.
Shout out to all those teachers out there who had a very crazy weekend of drinking and you two threw up on the side of your toilet. But there was no custodian at your house to clean that up. You made your husband do it. Or your kids.
You didn't make your kids do it. They need it. They needed the love. Power.
But again, they need the love. And I don't know about you guys, but in our county, you know, most of our head plan operators, custodians, have side hustles during the week, the weekend. And they are making more money on the weekends doing fixing your ACs, helping with you know, walls, dry roofing, any handyman stuff. Mm-hmm. And they are incredible. And I know in my county, Ron the Air Guy, it would work and help us out all the time. They are, just love them to death.
So everybody in education works more than one job.
Yes. they have to have the side hustles. And
yeah,
so that's
you
why
have to.
When they draw the googly eyes, I'm like, well, good, now fix my AC, if they say that. So
did you say fix my AC? Appreciate the comedy, but it's hot as hell in here. Can you fix the AC? This is funny.
A good one.
You got one?
Do three.
All right. Three. Our custodians would send us pictures of graffiti in the bathroom and ask us to identify the handwriting, and they would get mad when we couldn't figure it out.
That's hilarious.
You can go first.
First of all, I can't identify the handwriting in class, and their name is on the paper. Okay? Right. I for sure ain't going to be able to identify. And I'm not coming to the bathroom. It smells like they pee on the floor and skate around in it. I'm not coming in here to identify no handwriting.
Right. It's almost impossible. Actually, you would have a better opportunity if you just sent me a picture of a blank wall, then I could tell you which one of my students don't do any work at all. I'm like, oh, this is easy. I know who did this.
It's easy to put a grade in. I never write anything.
I can usually tell by the spelling.
Think if they called you in there, you would be able to tell
Well, number one, you can process of elimination. So if it's a long written thing.
I have 115 kids.
Okay, but usually you know which kids, if something's going on there, you know, different phonetic ways of spelling, whatever. I can figure it could be this person, that person.
You're
Harry. And then usually when they do write stuff, because then they have to, we as teachers, you know this, we take pictures of it. Did you guys take pictures of the stuff if it's written about any other teacher?
Mm. Okay, in the bathroom?
Heck yeah.
Oh my, you want to talk about some juicy tea on the bathroom?
Yes. Oh my God. We would just laugh and stuff, especially if it's not us. You know, we'd always check, is that about me? No. So then
they write bad stuff about the teachers in the bathroom.
Now they just create Instagram pages. Last year they created one and called me the Eating Champ. So then every time they asked me to share my food, I was like, no, just trying to live up to my name, the Eating Champ.
Well, I thought, what did they be like? Mrs. Johnson. For a good time, call Miss Johnson at 555-3. What are they doing in there?
No, they're. It gets very graphic.
You could identify them?
With certain ways if they would do the drawings, because they always do artwork with it.
Oh, they do put little drawings on their papers and stuff.
We're not just one way of doing graffiti. We have two different ways.
Wait a minute. There's only one person that draws genitalia like this, and that's David. David!
And that's he's right. For middle school, that is absolutely right. If you are middle school.
Because 90% of the drawings on the bathroom stalls, it's genitalia, people. Okay? Everybody that teaches middle school knows that's what's on the stalls.
That is their go-to thing. Again, Mr. 25 years here. Has a teacher ever written graffiti? Yes or no?
Probably.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Well, now you got me thinking.
I've written it, okay? Who said about Mr. Bob over here? That was me who wrote it.
Gosh.
Come on.
You know what? I've never thought about that.
Oh, no. That's,
I would definitely spread rumors about the coworkers I didn't like.
But the thing
the
is, instead of writing it, and by the way, teachers, you out there, you know, you don't write in your right hand because they could figure out that's Mr. Ferris. No, you write in your left hand.
You really
and stuff
have
like
done
that.
This because I wouldn't even know that.
Yes.
That's
very meticulous.
I'm like, that was a good idea. I'm going to go. He's like, nah, you got to write with your left hand.
Left hand, then they're not going to figure it out.
I'm just going to write it with my foot. They'll never figure that out.
Pinky toe involved.
Oh, my God. Here's one thing. When they do locker cleanups.
Y'all have lockers?
Yes. I teach at a school.
We
don't have lockers?
We got lockers, but they don't do anything. We don't use them anymore.
Wow. Because we're not allowed to have
them. Your middle schoolers got lockers?
Yes. We've had it for over 20-something years.
But they still use them?
Yes. We didn't use them during COVID. And you know, because then they would bring their backpacks, but we're not allowed to have the backpacks in the classroom.
So what, they can't bring their book bags.
So how do they do
in
backpacks?
How are they like regulating like safety protocols?
Well, that's well now they back to the, they have them back in the lockers. But the thing is, let's say at the end of the year when they would check, open up the lockers that have not been opened up, you know, in a long, long time, because the kid would just leave some food in there, stuff like that, and talk about nasty and stuff like that. Because you'd always walk by, or we would know and say something's in this locker over here. Ew. So you'd call up, hey, can you go check out, you know, 1266 and stuff like that.
Ew.
But yeah, you've never had that?
What I can't say, you talking about like, because you said book bag and backpack, I thought that was the same thing.
No, meaning, well, if it's, it just has your books in it, that's fine. But if it's your backpack, the big backpack, I know in our school, we're not allowed to have those in. Backpacks are not allowed.
Oh, dang.
For safety reasons.
Do y'all have like, they must have extra time between classes, because it would take my kids to be late and their classes right next door to the class they just left.
They can have their little, well, we have laptops and stuff at our school.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Title I does have its privileges.
Okay. We got laptops too, but I just hadn't heard them not being able to bring their book bags in. Now I've heard some classes and some schools go into clear backpacks, but the amount of book bags that I've tripped over in the middle of my lesson, that's, you know.
Yeah, before COVID, it was nice. Before COVID, there was definitely no backpacks. That was, we could not do that for safety.
Understandable.
It's
understandable.
Florida.
You got one, Mike?
It's Florida.
About? What's five talking about?
Number five, my custodian tied a fake snake to a fishing line and pulled it down the hallway like it was chasing him. I married this guy a few years later. You can take that one.
Casey!
Let me.
Well, my whole thing is, like, she had to add in the part that they were married. So that just lets me know, like, she really likes funny guys.
At our school, our head plan operator was married to one of our teachers.
Yeah.
So
it
does work.
What is this head plan operator you keep talking about?
He's the one that's in charge of, you know, the whole school, keeping it clean. He's in charge of, like we might have, like, two or three custodians, and he's the main guy.
Oh, because I was like, HPO. I thought that was HMO. I thought that was a retirement plan.
Okay, so that's we, and we, they're the, and always love, if you ever have, and I know out there you have people, let's say if you have like a guy like Bob, whatever, or like Dave, we have like, if they're known as, we have like Dave and Super Dave. Because Super Dave is the guy that does everything. You know, it's like, oh, this is a job for Super Dave. You have Bree puking next to the whatever sign. You got the bat, you know, holding Bree's head or something like that. Then you know it's going to be Super Dave.
And I love it.
Lots of people out there like that.
Super Dave.
I'm definitely regular. Not super.
You got one, Brie?
Yeah, this one was funny. I worked at a high school where during the early 90s, the girls would kiss the mirrors after applying lipstick. So the custodian called a few of them in while he was cleaning, got a toilet brush, dipped it in the toilet, and cleaned the mirror with it. Word got around fast, and he never had to deal with lipstick on the mirrors again. Why you would kiss anything in the back? I mean, I understand the time period because people's, you know, they lipstick, mwah, you know, kissing the mirror. But
wait, did he really do that, or was that just something he told them to get them to stop doing that? Did he actually?
No, they say he called him in while he was cleaning. While he was cleaning, he got the toilet brush, dipped it in, cleaned the mirror with it.
See,
in
that,
front of them.
Now that's so dangerous, because what if a female student didn't get the memo? That's what he does, you know, and she still wanted to kiss the mirror.
But what he's saying is he was already cleaning the mirror with the toilet thing before.
He didn't just start doing it to make them stop.
He's like, I'm one of them janitors. I use the same tool to clean everything. Why is y'all in here kissing the mirror?
Oh, man. Now, all the girls.
Y'all got asbestos on y'all's lips.
All of them got cold sores now.
That's nasty. I would have vomited.
But here's the point.
That's disgusting, though. Why'd you kiss a school mirror?
That's nasty.
Back in my day, I was teaching before the new century, by the way. That's all I've been teaching. When kids would be doing messes like that, we would make them clean it up. We don't do that anymore. In your schools, did they make them clean it up? If they make a mess in there?
Mm-mm. Yeah. No,
but how do you know? How do you know who did it?
There's cameras all around. They can figure out who it is. And kids always rat out, man. You got a candy bar, they'll just rat you out for that, man.
I don't know, man. When we were going through that Devious Licks challenge.
Gosh, yes. I hated that.
None of them kids was snitching on nobody.
Because how you took a whole toilet out the bathroom?
Right.
Y'all must ain't have no cameras at y'all school. Came in, the whole toilet was missing.
Yes. Our custodians were so mad during that period because they were vandalizing everything.
Yeah, I felt bad for custodians.
Oh, man, it was hard. But we had to close bathrooms off in our campus. Yep. And you could only use this one. Yeah.
They took the soap dispenser out. I'm like, this was during COVID. This is like right when we came back from school from COVID. I'm like, if we need anything in the bathroom, it's soap. Like, y'all, stop tearing the stuff up because you need soap. We spreading germs even more now. Even though the soap in there, y'all weren't washing y'all hands in the first place. But it's the fact that we need y'all to wash y'all hands. But there was no soap, no paper towels. Right. There was nothing anymore. Mm-mm. They weren't needing toilets in there because it was all gone.
Little COVID kids.
you're talking about how custodians are so cool. When science starts doing their dissections, and the kids, what animals do you guys usually?
Y'all dissecting? What kind of middle school you teach at? Florida just be doing stuff.
No,
we don't dissect nothing in middle school. Mikey, Mike.
What do y'all be dissecting? Bats?
I mean, I didn't dissect anything until I was in high school.
No, sometimes they'd have like squids or things like that. But the kids then, what do you think they do? You think a squid or a frog is safe in a classroom? No,
because one of them, a high school kid, licked the shark that they were dissecting.
Yeah, the shark?
He licked it. And I'm like, sir, it's formaldehyde on it. Nasty.
So they would take all the animals of that and then they put them all around the school and things like that.
None of these kids to dissect nothing.
And it's up to our good custodians to clean it up.
You going
to
give these guys a scalpel?
Right. I'm like,
Wait, okay, we can dissect, but you got to take this butter knife.
They have the pins in there and they're already...
You need a butter knife.
No, the animal's already there and you just flip it over. It's sort of like... what are those little games and stuff where you open up the little doors? It's sort of like your advent calendar.
Like you're playing Operation?
Yeah.
So, is it eighth graders that are doing it? But you don't let the sixth and seventh graders
dissect
anything.
No.
I'm just surprised that even eighth graders are allowed.
I did that when I was in middle school, before the century.
Sixth graders be dissecting themselves, picking scabs and stuff. Like, look at that. It's nasty.
But like because we all teach. I'm just saying, as a middle school teacher, currently right now,
kids
dissect stuff?
I talked with someone yesterday, and I said, because I actually did prep for the show, and they they said, oh my God, Mr. You gotta talk about the squids.
Dissecting squids?
Yeah.
In
our county, yes.
This is like so foreign to me. Okay. Middle schoolers dissecting stuff?
Please write in your dissecting animal stories
what
if you're in middle school.
What class is it though?
Science.
I'm so stupid. Why would I ask what class it is? Because I'm just like.
Right.
It was in reading.
what class was it?
It was home economics.
I'm like, okay, we have health. I'm like, because we don't dissect anything. They build the little, cell, and they do the little environments in the boxes and stuff. But I didn't. Yeah. Now I have to ask our science teacher, how come we ain't dissecting nothing? Sixth, seventh, and eighth.
They do cost money, though.
But y'all in Mississippi.
What that supposed to mean, Casey? You in Texas? Don't do that. Texas people always think they better than everybody. I'll slap that hat. I slapped the skin off your nose. Talk about Mississippi one more time.
I love Mississippi.
I'm from Tennessee, though, but whatever.
Oh, snap.
Okay.
I got one.
We do this all the time. It's ridiculous.
One morning, there was a snake in our hallway. The maintenance crew were there, and one of them killed the snake with a hammer. A few minutes later, a second grade teacher came out of her room looking for her pet snake. That's sad.
That is.
Oh.
She came out. Has anybody seen Sammy?
Oh, no.
Has anybody seen Sammy?
I wonder how it got out.
The classroom snake?
I would be mortified. But if that janitor worked, I wonder if they wouldn't have known. Like, if they go in there and clean. Like, if they wouldn't have known.
And
that
the fact, Sammy died in the most horrific way.
Yeah,
with a hammer.
If he was scared of snakes, he probably killed it the first thing he seen. Or the first thing he had in his hand. Maybe he was fixing something.
Oh, and it did say the maintenance crew. So probably not it wasn't custodian.
Maybe not the custodian.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe if it was maintenance, they might not.
They probably was in there fixing the HVAC or something. And They saw little Sammy.
I can't do critters. I didn't think about how many critters the custodians have to deal with.
No, I've seen terrariums with lizards, by the way. You've seen those in classrooms, right?
Yeah.
I've seen the serpentariums. Is that the pronunciation for the snakes?
I was like, a serpentarium? You using $25 words. I'm like,
from
what is that?
Harry Potter?
I'm making it up. I'm just making it up. No, and then, you know, I've seen lizards, snakes, sometimes rabbits, but they would have to be taken by the teacher on the weekend.
Oh.
But, and by the way, have you seen the movies? Speaking of animals, have you seen Leo?
Leo?
Oh my God.
No, is that new?
Yes, with Adam Sandler.
I haven't seen it
and
yet.
The kids in the elementary school.
I haven't seen
Please,
it yet.
Please, if any teachers are out there, watch this movie. I loved it. It is so good. He plays the lizard and Bill Burr plays the turtle. You will cry. It is one of the best movies. Please watch this.
I heard
and again,
really
if anyone's
cute.
Out there, please comment if you've seen Leo. It is one of my favorite movies.
No, I saw the trailer for it.
Watch it.
I did think the trailer
And there's
was
a great message because the lizard helps all the kids out with their self-esteem and things like that.
Aww.
No, what's so funny is I was about to say, yeah, I saw that before, but then I realized, no, that was just Pets. So that's why I was like, just shut
What's
up.
Pets?
The movie with...
You talking about Secret Life of Pets?
Yeah.
With Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
Don't disrespect Secret Life of Pets.
That's
it's
what
not
I thought
called
he was talking
Pets.
About.
Welcome to New York. It's not called Pets. It's Secret Life of Pets. It's the revolution, suckers.
Well,
R.I.P. Jimmy.
And it's because...
But it's a good movie, though.
Oh, my God. If someone out there, if you've seen Leo, please, let's give Leo some love.
Shout
because it
Leo.
Is a great movie, and
Shout
it's so
Leo.
Positive about helping kids.
Shout out to Leo. I feel bad for this teacher that lost her snake, though.
Yeah, that was horrible.
That's terrible. If I walked out of my class, because, you know what I'm saying, at that point, it's not just some random snake on the street. You know? Mm-hmm. He was family. He was a part of that class. And you hit him in the head with a hammer.
Right,
I don't like snakes, but I ain't want the class pet to die.
She probably had to have a little funeral for him.
Yeah, it's sad. And you hit him with a
Dearly beloved.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Although we go to the end of the
That's
road.
That's a love song between two people.
Still I can't. I thought it was a goodbye song.
Oh, okay.
I got tickets for them, for my wife, that is, for Christmas. That was her dream.
Oh,
to
bougie.
See Boys to Men.
I'm going to go see them, too.
And we got 10th row.
Ooh.
And here's one. Sorry. Being Mr. ADD over here, we got to see last month, I don't know if you know this, this is my God, Babyface.
Oh.
Mike for the culture.
One of the
Babyface?
Babyface, literally.
For the culture.
What was his name? Edmund, what's his name? Babyface?
Kenneth Edmonds.
Kenneth Edmonds, Babyface?
Basically all, New Edition, Bobby Brown,
yeah,
Whitney Houston,
yeah.
You name it, in the 80s and 90s, Babyface
yeah.
is...
Mm.
Is the goat.
What's your favorite Babyface song? Put it in the comments. We want to know.
Please do. Because Babyface.
Okay, so y'all know I've been watching Yellowstone. It's my show. I'm currently looking for a ranch in Montana and me a good little cowboy.
Yeehaw.
With some Wranglers on and a boot.
Yeehaw.
And a boot. Set
a
of boots. Boots. New boot goofing. Ooh.
What?
I know you don't watch TikTok.
I don't watch Yellowstone. I'm just lost. I'm just like, mm-hmm.
First of all, you need to watch Yellowstone, okay?
Because
Rip is so fine, and so is Casey, okay? Beth's crazy. Rip's fine. Casey fine.
Yes, he
Beth's
is.
Beth's crazy. And the dad, I'm like, you're the villain, okay? Anyway, so this one, we had an all-school lockdown while our custodian chased an 8-point stag through the halls and into the field.
8-point stag.
Now, I am not going to lie.
Is that a spider?
Shut up.
Okay.
Y'all, we had a little pre-conversation, and y'all expected me to know what the 8-point stag was because I've been watching Yellowstone. I will have you know that I am at the end of season 4, and I ain't seen no 8-point stag. You know what I have seen? Well, I guess, you know, Rip can be considered an 8-point stag because he's boring.
Jesus.
But anyway, I have seen horses. I have seen cattle. Are you going to take that out? Please don't take that. Hey, all I'm saying
I
is.
Say keep it.
All I'm saying is Rip is fine and Casey fine. They got some fine men on Yellowstone.
Yes,
so,
he is.
Anyway, y'all expected me to know what an 8-point stag
Wait
was.
Wait a minute. I just say yes, he is, but I'm talking about myself. I don't want to take the fake.
Y'all expected me to know what an 8-point stag was, and I do not. I did not. Because even though I've been watching Yellowstone, second of all, I am not chasing an 8-point stag or anything through the halls. Because what if it would have turned around? What if he would have spun the block?
What is an 8-point stag?
A deer.
It's a big deer.
It's a big deer.
And it was in the school?
Yes.
How did it get
is
in
that
there?
A, is that a, it's not a, is a, is a 8-point stag, is that, it's not a moose, right?
No, the 8, the points.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I did ask where they dissected
Yeah, my school definitely would have been dissecting that 8-point stag if it was in
the
school.
The point is the antlers.
But doesn't the moose have similar?
Yeah, but usually the point deals with the antlers.
What's the difference between a moose and an 8-point stag?
One's a deer, one's a moose.
Man, damn all that. Whose teacher bag did that 8-point stag use to get entrance into the school? That's what I want to know.
You didn't see that one that bashed into that window? That might have been a moose, but they just make their way in. They just get in. They just come in.
They'll crash in.
Antlers are huge. They can just come in. Anyway, whatevs.
I got one.
I ain't chasing no stag.
Our custodian gave my class an invoice for dumping our rotten pumpkin from our science experiment, ta-da, and for cleaning the storage tub that was full of nasty, slimy pumpkin juices. Mm. We paid him in Halloween candy.
Hell yeah.
Yes. I hope he was cracking a joke, because don't that be bringing me that invoice.
That custodian won that day. Pay me in candy, baby.
But the day after Halloween.
Yeah.
How are your schools the day after Halloween?
Everybody's school crunkety crunk crazy.
Mm-hmm. And that's what drives them crazy.
They're on sugar kicks.
Yeah, no.
No, they just leave, and you can tell them, leave all the wrappers on the floor. No, they're always there.
Nah, y'all ain't darting the door until y'all pick all this stuff up off the floor. Absolutely not.
That is probably their worst day, the day after Halloween, for a custodian.
It is. It is 1,000%.
Oh, definitely. Because, yeah, they bring all the candy with them.
They will tell the kids for the whole week, you cannot bring in candy, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. And then that day, they're in their locker, all the candy is just all over the hallways and stuff like that. And they're the ones that have to clean it up.
Are we still telling kids to check their candy before they eat it? Or is that just when we grew up?
I think that was when we grew up, but I'm like, y'all better, especially nowadays, you better check.
Because I don't hear that message being, pushed no more.
I mean, I guess if it's sealed, but some people be knowing how to unseal stuff and then seal it to make it look like the packaging ain't open. Now, the way my paranoia set up, I ain't going to say I don't check it. But I also have a little bitty kid, so I have to check.
Right. Here's the thing, though. Which is the taste test. So. The day before Halloween, do you ever, put, a map of the neighborhoods next to your school and then, circle the...
Mike, your school is doing the absolute most. And I appreciate that.
Circle the neighborhoods to go to that hand out, the full-size candy bars.
Oh, I love neighborhoods. Wait a minute.
My kids.
Didn't you have a joke about a Kit Kat one time? The students told me that.
What?
Because I was talking to the kids yesterday about podcast topics, and one of the teacher assistants was like, what if teachers gave each other a bunch of nicknames? And then one of the nicknames was Kit Kat. And didn't you say that?
No.
Well, yeah, they said one of the teachers' nicknames could be Kit Kat. And I was like, why Kit Kat? Because she said, because they take a break whenever they want. No. I thought that was you that said that. I guess that was, I was talking, my days blend together. But I always love, Halloween, I always love the houses that gave out full-size candy bars. I'm like, ooh, y'all got some money.
And that's why we help our
or
kids.
Or the houses that worked on the trust system. They just left the bowl of candy out there.
Oh, absolutely
was
not.
Please just take one and leave the rest.
Nope.
And you saw that on TikTok, remember? The place in Texas where they left out the whole gigantic thing and then the people just came and just took everything.
I'm dumping all that. And it went viral.
I wonder if it was an experiment to see if
that'll
people
be me.
Would. Because, have y'all seen people do those experiments or whatever, see if people, will put their grocery cart back or if somebody drops some money, if they'll pick it up and, give it back to them or whatever. I wonder if that was, a social experiment to see if people would take all the candy or if they would only take what...
And if you remember that video, then the guy came, the neighbor came and brought some of his candy and filled it up.
So that was an actual thing.
It was an actual thing, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't trust people enough to leave a whole bowl of candy out. They're going to dump the whole... Somebody's child is going to come up and dump the whole thing in their bag.
Do you think that we could do a moral, social experiment within the education system, do little things
we'll
like that to
up.
See if...
We'll be toe We'll be toe
Leave the test answers on the floor and see what kid is going to actually be like, hey, sir, you dropped the answers
you
to the test.
You can't do it with the teachers because people be stealing people copy codes. You can't even do it with the teachers. Because I'm sure there's folks that walk in and they like, ooh. Miss Shonda didn't log out of her copy code. I need some extra copies.
And then it started to
tow up the girl copy machine code. No.
So we would flunk every social experiment.
Teachers?
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't gonna say we would flunk everyone, but we be going through some stuff at school. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. We be going through some stuff at school. So
definitely.
It's some experiments that
survival
you
survival of the fittest.
Yeah. At that point, right. At that point, welcome to the jungle, because...
You corrupt your whole system of moral values when you become a teacher.
Yeah, please don't do any social experiments. Please don't do any social experiments.
We will fail.
I'm still tripping off of the amount of mold that's, in schools. This person said, I worked in a school that had black mold growing in the basement. Every morning, the custodian had to spray it with a bleach solution to try to keep it from spreading. Hmm. It was already making people sick. That man was an absolute saint. You're an absolute saint.
Oh, yeah. If he's spraying bleach every day.
That's not safe for him.
Oh, yeah, right.
And he had to go in there every day, every morning and spray something like black. Like, that's direct exposure every day for him.
And at some point, the district has to take responsibility for that. And they have to come in and get things replaced, you know, because that's a violation.
Now, one thing I don't like is how they act in schools. They act like black mold is like not a huge thing. That black mold makes people sick. And it's too many schools that black mold just chilling in the corner.
That's right.
That's not right.
And if you all remember, I had to have sinus surgery this past year.
Oh, you did?
Because every time, and you know, everything was fine until I went back to school. And then I showed you the CT scans and stuff. So then after I got my surgery, guess what? I was fine. Remember? Mm-hmm. I could breathe again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went back to school. And so then, and we noticed the tiles. You ever see the tiles?
Uh-huh.
And then every couple of days, they would replace it and then come up, and Mr. Dave would come out and he would spray up there and do things like that. And he would call the district trying to get people out till finally he got someone up there and they took cameras and things like that.
Yeah.
But that is why.
Oh, so that's why you had to have surgery?
Yeah.
I have one. We were having difficulties with students flushing feminine pads down the toilets and sticking them to the bathroom walls. That's it. There's no custodian story to it.
I do feel bad for the custodian.
This just seems like a complaint at this point.
The sticking them to the walls, though, like that's disgusting. The flushing down the toilet, they're not supposed to do that. But I will say in middle school, some of them, that's the first time that they get their thing, and so some stuff they don't know, so we have to be like, hey, like sometimes in middle school, like the teacher is the female teacher is like the one that has to say, you know, this is how you dispose it and what. But sticking it to the wall, absolutely not. That's disgusting. That's nasty.
But flush it down the toilet, then
absolutely not. But sometimes they don't know, like, don't flush this down the toilet. We have to tell them like how to dispose of it. But
and if you didn't know what they have to do when it gets clogged up, you know what, when let's say the toilet gets wet, you know what a snake is for that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen your school's snake like that?
Nope. Don't want to see it.
Yeah. The last time we saw a snake, the maintenance guy killed it with a hammer.
When we had to get it, he literally, it was, and then it comes out, it could go as far as 36 feet.
Okay.
Our industrial size, the one that goes in the toilets. That's how bad.
Wow.
The toilets get.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, and that's why these guys have to. I'm going to find it, and then we got it. And sometimes they go, oh my god, you guys are incredible.
Yeah. Now the fact that they have to put that sign on the doors at grown people places, like, come on, y'all. But middle school girls, I can understand, like especially sixth graders.
But I'm just wondering, what was the outcome? Like, what did the custodian?
I think they're just saying it's nasty because it's not fair the custodian got to clean the pad that they stuck to the bathroom wall, especially if it's a used one. Moving on. The custodian at my school went through an entire dumpster of school garbage. Now, this custodian right here was A1. This Super Dave right here.
Okay, what did he do?
Went through an entire dumpster of school garbage, including lunchroom garbage, to find the bag from my classroom in which I had accidentally thrown my diamond stud earrings away in.
Mm.
They were hurting me, so they were wadded up in tissue. The next morning, they were sitting on my desk. So she took them out, wadded them up in some tissue, and then he thought it was, or she threw it away.
Mm-hmm.
And he went looking for it for her and found it for her. First of all, I ain't even gonna ask why you wadded them up in tissue, because school is crazy. She probably just was like, let me take these out real quick in the middle of a lesson and wadded them up. But Super Dave, he ate one for that.
So
I ain't dumpster diving for
that. I used to teach in the hood, and I know our janitor, he probably would have went through the trash to find them, but he wasn't gonna give them back. Oh, here's a good one, guys. A student put their head between two bars on the playground and got stuck. The custodian brought WD-40 when nothing else worked.
Hey, WD-40 is some strong stuff, though. Okay? I want to know, because it's
amazing.
Always like when they stick their head through, it could get through because their ears are back. But then is it when they try to come back out that the bone on the back of their ear, you can't?
Like, yeah.
Because I'm like, I always wonder, I'm like, how is it easy for people to get their head stuck in, but they can't get their head out? And I bet you that WD-40 worked like a glove.
Yeah,
you have to go home and tell your mom, or you have to call the school. Have to call and say, "Hey, we had to put WD-40 on your kid today." What? It's because he got his head stuck in the bars on the playground, and we couldn't get him out.
And the beautiful part is now, remember that little noise his neck used to make when he turned his head?
He's not the Tin Man.
It's gone.
He's at the friggin' tin band. Okay, this next one, y'all know I love the Polar Express. Okay, people be hating on the Polar Express. There's like a trend on TikTok right now going around about how weird the the characters look on the Polar Express. And I'm like, first of all, do not speak on the Polar Express because it is the best movie ever. Okay. All right. This person said, at my former school, we had the best custodian ever, nicest man you'd ever meet. Every year, he dressed up as the conductor for the Polar Express and gave the kindergartners a ticket as they came into the library to watch the movie before break.
That's pretty cool.
I love the Polar Express, though.
No,
and Peyton would love that because my daughter's in kindergarten. She would, oh my gosh, tickets, please.
Like, no, that's cool. And they do that all the time. And with one of our first readings that we had on these things, they talk about how I remember back when I was in elementary school, way, way long ago. And Mr. Frank, we called him that. He would always have candy, you know, but always the sweetest guy, was always cleaning up. And then all the kids would always ask him. And he must have been like Willy Wonka, because every kid, he would never say no and stuff like that.
Yep.
And he was just the sweetest, nicest guy. And during Christmas, guess who would dress up like Santa? Aww. Mr. Frank. And that is like years ago, but I still remember what a nice guy he was. And that's one thing about when we talk about custodians, they do the most things and they don't complain.
Yeah.
And that's why, because teachers will complain.
Oh, I'm going to complain for sure.
We will. But those guys are incredible.
No, that's pretty cool. Especially like you said, when they're going above and beyond and, you know,
always.
One's dressing up like Santa and the other's dressing like the conductor. Like, I think it would be cool if the custodian who was dressed up like the conductor, you know how on the Polar Express when he was clicking the ticket and he made a little message?
Yeah.
If the custodian would be like, click, 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 and then the kid reads the message and it says stuff like, stop clogging the toilet. Throw your trays away.
Oh my gosh, Casey. And then he has to clean up all the stuff.
All the little hole punches. I need to type smaller messages.
But here's one. How many times have you lost your hall pass, your bathroom pass that we creatively work on? And who's the one? You can't find it for a week. And then they'll come in going, here you go.
Here
like
you
that.
Go, yeah.
Yeah, do you have a creative one?
I don't. So I don't really have I don't have custodian stories, but the custodians at my school, especially the couple that are there during the day, they're always super sweet. Like, cause some people, if you're a person at school, especially if you're a new teacher, please do not ignore the custodians, the cafeteria workers. Don't do that. Cause some people have a superiority complex and they think they're above the custodians or they think they're above. Don't do that. My mama always taught me, you always say please, thank you, and appreciate people who feed you and clean up after you. And so your custodians at your school, some teachers, y'all walk right past them every day like they're not there. Don't do that. Stop and say hello or speak.
Because these are the same invisible. These are the same individuals that, and we forget, when we do have a break. They still show up to campus, make sure things, like they might have to wax the floors, they might have to make sure they do some additional painting, they might have to do, you know, any kind of additional maintenance work. So they're the ones that are actually still working while we're at homes, you know, at home sometimes. And, you know, so you always gotta appreciate those
individuals. And anytime there's a teacher potluck, do not forget your custodians.
Oh, yeah, let them eat.
Leave a percentage for them and put it in that room, and they are so grateful.
Yes.
They're incredibly grateful for that.
And I mean, I try to be mindful too of how much stuff I let the kids leave on the floors. Because some classes you walk by at the end of the day, and I'm talking about is paper everywhere, paper, balls, pencils, random stuff on the floor. And it's like the custodian can't get to what they actually do because there's so much. There are classes I've walked past before, and I'm like, dang, did y'all just throw paper all day? Like, how is there this much paper just on the floor? And I know we're tired at the end of the day as teachers and we want to just walk. Like, I completely get it. But at the same time, I'm like, bruh, if it's 60 pieces of paper on your floor, like, if it's a little bit of stuff, whatever, we know, you know what I'm saying, the custodians are cleaning up. But a significant amount of stuff on your floor every single day, desk turned over, desk knocked around, that makes the custodian's job so much harder. And a lot of times, ain't even gonna cap, a lot of times the way your classroom look at the end of the day, I've seen a lot of times where your classroom management and how your classroom look at the end of the day, it's the same people. Their classroom looks like an absolute tornado went through there because either the kids ain't standing in their seats or it's stuff, you know, they y'all letting kids throw stuff. Y'all got to think about the custodian. Just be mindful of the custodians when you before you leave at the end of the day. Like, I just have seen classrooms where there's paper everywhere. I'm like, that's not fair to the custodians. Right. They can't, it takes them, they got to spend more time in your classroom every single day because they're literally, they might as well be deep cleaning your classroom every day.
Right.
And if you think there's a teacher and a sub shortage, there's a shortage for custodians. That's why sometimes we are one or two behind. And guess what? The school still has to be cleaned.
Yep.
And those guys are doing it for us.
At one point in time, they started rewarding the kids because we didn't have any custodians. And they would let the kid, like, we let kids stay behind after lunch for 5 or 10 minutes to help clean up the cafeteria. And then they would give them, you know, some kind of reward for help because we didn't have any custodians. And the cafeteria had to be cleaned before the next group of kids came in.
Right.
And so we shout out to the school custodians. We really appreciate y'all. For
definitely.
Real.
Always.
Thank you so much for everything that you do, not just for our campuses, but all the campuses across the United States. And for real, and then just pretty much summing up what Bree said, just make sure you just show appreciation to your, you know, your custodian, man, because they really do a lot of work behind the scenes, after hours. So they're actually there before everybody in the morning, too.
Yep.
They get there before everybody. They have to open the school up. So, man, really just appreciate your custodians. And do we have any more before we get up out of here? Well, I think we can end it right there.
What a fun episode.
We got some shows?
We definitely have some shows coming up. That's right. The Board Teachers Comedy Tour in 2024. You asked for more. We're bringing it to your front door. That's right.
Ooh,
you like that?
You asked for more. We're bringing it to your front door.
Ding dong.
Ooh.
We have a lot of stuff going on this month. Hey, we are in El Paso, Texas, Lubbock, Texas, Amarillo, Texas, and Midland, Texas. That's right, Texas teachers. West Texas. This is our first time in West Texas, so we can't wait to be there. You guys are in one hell of a treat. You're in for one hell of a treat, and we can't wait to be there. Wonderful lineup. Hilarious. If you haven't seen it already, where you been?
You
in the
hole?
You
gotta go to a Board Teachers Comedy Show.
It's incredible.
You have to.
Of the teacher world.
It's a must.
It's an incredible
lineup.
It's
so good. Casey just spit on my hand on accident.
I'm sorry.
Terrific lineup.
I get juicy when I think about the Board Teachers Comedy Tour. I just think about it and get excited. So if you want to know where you want to get your tickets, make sure you click the link in the bio in the description. We're going to make sure we get you all that good information. Great tickets at great prices. Holler at the Board Teachers Comedy Tour. And again, follow the Board Teachers Comedy Tour on all platforms. Follow the Teachers Off Duty podcast on all platforms. Follow me, Casey Mac Funny.
You didn't do the...
The bam?
The bow.
That's a new year. I want to try something different.
Casey, I need you to do it so I can say who I am.
Okay. And follow the ba-ba.
Honesty Jervibes.
Can I get
on
one?
On all platforms.
Oh. Mike wants one too. And if you didn't hear it the first time, follow my guy at ba.
Mr. Rare Comedy.
He had to add the point. Thank y'all, man. Educators, we love you, man. And have one great school year, man. Woo-hoo. We're kicking it off. Woo-hoo. One more semester. We got
this.
Bye,
best friends.